The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
December 22nd.
Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the Logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1891, for the first time, photos were used to detect the presence of an asteroid in deep space. By examining several photos taken of the same part of the night sky, astronomers found that only one star was moving, and therefore it wasn't a star. Born on this day in 1961, cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko was born. In addition to his tours aboard both Mir and the International Space Station, he's the first person to take part in a marriage ceremony where one person was in orbit and the other on Earth. Joe Strummer of The Clash died on this day in 2002, and Star Trek special effects guru Hua Chang, who created props and creatures from the show's phasers and tricorders to the ground-hugging Horta, died today in 2003. In 1967, the writer of Hitchcock's Psycho subjected the Enterprise crew to some terror of their own.
You come from Rigel IV?
Well, many people do. It's not a crime.
No, but what we're investigating is. Would you mind taking the stand, Mr. Hengist?
Well, I will not.
Mr. Hengist.
Prefect, this has gone far enough. I will not take the stand.
I can appreciate your position, sir. You are in charge of civil disturbances locally. If you are the entity for which we search, what better position from which to kill with impunity?
Just after you left Jarrus's house, we discovered the murder knife was missing. And you were unaccounted for when Lieutenant Tracy was murdered.
An entity which feeds on fear and terror would find a perfect hunting ground on Argelius.
Reviving the infamous Jack the Ripper in the 23rd century, and just in time for Christmas, the Star Trek episode A Wolf in the Fold premiered today in 1967. In 1979, the Doctor, Romana, and K-9 battled an enemy of mythic proportions.
When making modifications, it's extremely important to shut everything down, except that which is not necessary to shut down.
Well, of course.
Terribly easy to damage things otherwise. Like me, for instance.
The four-part story, The Horns of Nymon, was based loosely on Greek mythology, with the names changed or rearranged to sound more futuristic. Perhaps appropriately, given its holiday air date, the story was played for laughs by the cast. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.